I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
248-539-9797. Back to your phone calls. Tony, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony.
Man, listen, I'm sitting back in Green Bay town.
Oh, boy.
I'm from Michigan, and I'm thinking, take your hand off the button because I'm not going to say anything great. But listen, I think we're going to beat them regardless. We're still going to win the division. We have better talent. Jordan Love isn't a great quarterback. He makes a lot of mistakes. No matter how many tackles this guy's make, he makes, it doesn't matter. We're going to beat him. We're a better club. We have better superstars, better players. We had a better quarterback. Jordan Love is going to make some mistakes. That's a guarantee. And he can't tackle everybody. And he can't throw the ball. So Micah Parsons, yeah, he'll make some tackles, but they won't beat us. And they won't win the division. I can almost guarantee. I'll put my money on it. And the other thing is, my wife's a Packer fan, so we go at it all day long. Since this trade happened, all I've been hearing is yak, 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 yak. I'm about ready to divorce her, but I'm trying to hold it. I'm hanging in there to this game. Now, if the Lions lose this game to the Packers, oh, you better believe I'm going to hear it. But I don't think they're going to lose. I think this is a win. Later, guys.
Good to hear from you, Tony. Good luck there in Green Bay. Do not divorce your wife over a football rivalry.
No, don't do that.
248-539-9797. By the way, speaking of Michigan State, they are going to play an outdoor hockey game this winter.
Yeah, I saw that. January 31st, they are going to be traveling to Penn State and take on the Nittany Lions hockey team. You can stop right there.
We are Penn State.
Great. But it should be an awesome atmosphere because you know they're going to show up for that. They've got the top player in the country, likely to be the first player in the draft. And Michigan State's awfully talented as well. This is should be a great matchup. Played outdoors at Beaver Stadium. I think it'd be awesome.
It's crazy. 248-539-9797. I wonder if they'll sell it out.
I think they will because have they done this at Beaver Stadium yet?
I don't think they have done one at Beaver Stadium.
And I think they're starting.
And if they do a night game and whiteout,
I think they
it's hard to do whiteouts in the middle of the winter because not everybody has a white winter coat.
True, maybe blue would be better. But it's a program that is definitely on the upswing, and they've recruited awfully well. So I think they'll show up for it.
Let's go to Jeremy in Detroit. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeremy.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
All right, Jeremy.
Man, I think Green Bay has gotten a lot better. Like, I like Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons is a really good player, but I'm just confused on some of the, I guess, outrage and some of the fear of Michael Parsons. I have a question for you guys, too. Michael Parsons, Hendricks, Myles Garrett, and I forgot the other defensive end that everybody's going crazy over. He slipped my name at the moment. But
Max Crosby?
T.J. Watt?
No, it was T.J. Watt. No, it was another one. But anyway, that they wanted to trade for.
Trey Hendrickson.
But regardless, all those guys got the same amount of sacks in the playoffs last year as I had. Like, none of these players are even on good defenses. So maybe it's looked at like these guys are stat guys, but maybe not translating into winning guys. And so this fear of, oh, my God, Green Bay has just passed us up, and it's just like, dude, none of these guys' defenses were even any good. None of these guys.
All right, fair enough, but Green Bay is. Green Bay was a playoff team last year that lost to the Eagles 22-10. They narrowly lost to the Lions in two games they lost to the Lions. One of them they lost 24-14. The other one was a field goal, 34-31, here in Detroit. It's the difference is that Micah Parsons is now going to a legit team that has a good defensive end on the other side in Rashawn Gary. It doesn't stop Micah Parsons from being good. You can look at Dallas's deficiencies as a team, and there are plenty of them. Micah Parsons was not one.
No, I'm not saying he was a deficiency, but what I'm saying is everybody's going crazy. Like, you know, I just feel like we were more talented than Green Bay already. Everybody was making it like, yes, we were equal with Green Bay, and Green Bay just passed us up. But I'm sorry, I still think we're way more talented than Green Bay.
Do you think way more, or do you just think more?
No, they have a quarterback that's constantly hurt, and I think Goff's better. We're better at receiver. We're still better at offensive line. We're better at secondary. We're better at linebacker. They're better at defensive end. And like I said, if people think they have a better quarterback, that's fine, but he's not healthy all the time. We're better at tight end. We're better at wide receiver. Like, when you really match up the rosters, all of this is built on people thinking Jordan Love is the next Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre.
I was scared he was.
Hang on. Let me correct you a little bit here, though. The first 2 years that Jordan Love got into games, Aaron Rodgers was still there. So there's no injury to worry about there. Then he got his chance to start the first year that Rodgers was gone, and he played all 17 games, played them pretty well, 32 touchdowns and 11 picks. Last year, he played hurt, but did play, still played in 15 games, but he clearly wasn't the same quarterback. Still had 25 touchdowns against 11 interceptions. His quarterback rating was almost identical to what it was the previous year. If you want to sleep on Jordan Love, go ahead. And I'll say this to your face, Doug. You want to sleep on him, that's fine. But understand, he is a good quarterback, and he's healthy to start the year, which is different than what it was last year.
I feel better about him not turning into a Hall of Famer this year than I did last year. Last year, I was convinced it was happening. This year, I'm not as convinced. That's all. You remember I was a panicky little bitch a year ago about Jordan Love?
These are facts.
All right, we're going to pick some college games coming up with our first edition of If I Bet It today at 1:38. And the Gator rant. Hey, it's football on TV. So how do you negotiate for more time in front of it with the wife? The Gator rant at 1:55 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.